we continue with our yard sites. The hold of Chav Gimel Adar is Allah Adar Aleph, Adar Beis, whatever it is. Today was a very holy rabbi's yard site, the Chiddush Arim. I was once zochet to be by his kever. He's buried right next to his grandson, the Sfas Emes. So we'll go through three simple ideas of the first Gerebi, the Chiddush Arim. He says in the Chiddush Arim that Adar is Miloshon Adur, it's Miloshon Dira, that Adar is a special time of closeness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives within Klai Yisrael, comes down to Klai Yisrael. And that's what the Mori Nayim brings in a lot of other Sram, said that Adar is Lashon Aleph Dar, that Alufo Shal Olam lives in a closer proximity to Klai Yisrael, Lashon Dira. And at the end of the day, Rav Chiddush Arim explains, this is quoted by the Beis Yisrael in Parshas HaKodesh, Adar Hazman Lasos Tshuva Me'ava, Hazman Mesuga Yosem Me'tishrei Sh'os Tshuva Me'ira Va'ata Tshuva Me'ava. Says the Chiddush Arim, when there's two times, the Gemara we know says that there's a machlokas when the world is created. When was the world created? Was the world created in Tishrei? Was the world created in Nisan? So we know that the faint by when it comes down to Klai Yisrael, a lot of Klai Yisrael does tshuva in Elul. Right before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, says the Gerebi, that's only tshuva meira. That was the Gemara says in Yoma and Pei Vav Amabez. There are two types of tshuva: tshuva of fear and tshuva of love. Tshuva meira. That's a person repents to Kadosh Baruch Hu because they're scared of punishment, whatever it is. That's very good, and that applies to the time, special time to the Tshuva Meira is Elul and Tishrei. However, when Tshuva Me'ava is Adar and Nisan is Adar right before Nisan. Just like Elul is the month of Tshuva right before Tishrei, Adar is the time of Tshuva Me'ava right before Nisan. So in the day, we know the Gemara says that the Chiddushim doesn't say this, but the Kedushas Levi says it. Because why is it at the end of the day? What's so special about Tshuva Me'ava? Kedushas Levi explains in his famous Sedra on Shabbos Shuva, that when a person does tshuva, the Gemara's tshuva me'ava, the Gemara says, when someone does tshuva me'ava, you change the purposeful sins you once did on purpose into zechuyos. So at the end of the day, tshuva me'ava is such a high level, we should be zocha. This other time, that this is the time of love, there's tremendous, tremendous simcha in this month. We know Mishnah Nechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. A person has to quench their simcha. And what's the simcha in the month? Hidden in the month is the closest that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because we have this closest, it's a very mesugal zman, says the Chiddush Arim. It's a very appropriate time to be able to do tshuva me'ava, tshuva out of love for Hashem. Not because we're scared of what's going to be, or what the punishment's going to be, but because we want to come back to Him so much. That's the first idea. The second idea connects very much to this idea as well, which is the beautiful, beautiful Gemara explanation that he brings down. The Gemara in Brachas says the amazing thing. We know the Gemara says, Amar Rav Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, La'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzahara. A person should always do battle with their yetzer tov against their yetzahara. Shnema rigzo va'al tachatol. And the Gemara says three steps that what a person should do. If a person's successful, good. If he's not, he should go learn Torah. Right? And he goes through Psukim. If that doesn't work, then you should recite Kriya Shema. And finally, if that doesn't work, the Gemara says, you should think about the day of your death, and that'll finally beat out your Yitzhahara. However, says the Chiddush Arim, Lo kamar Gemara miyad Yitzhazu. Why didn't the Gemara just say, straight up, think about the day of your death? Why did it say the steps, going to be able to go learn Torah, and then to be able to think, and then to be able to recite Kriya Shema, and then say, Yaskir lo memisa. When you think of the day of your death, that'll beat out your Yitzhahara. Just go straight to that. So there's a famous answer that says, no, that a person has to go through those steps, and once they go through all three steps together, then the Yaskir Yom Misa is the clincher. But the Chiddush Arim doesn't say that. Chiddush Arim says an amazing thing. If a person just has this Eitzah, he's going to be brought to sadness and tremendous depression. And even though this will break the Yetzahara, nevertheless, if we have another piece of advice to be able to beat the Yetzahara without Atzvas, we have to be able to use those Eitzahs. He says that at the end of the day, the Yaskir Yom HaMisa is only a thing that we have to use in the end situations, and only things that when it comes down to it, in the last situation. But if we have another Eitzah that doesn't break the sadness, that go learn Torah and go recite Kriya Shema, then we should use those Eitzahs. But Chiddush Arim says at the end of the day, if we don't have those Eitzahs, then finally, Yaskir Yom HaMisa. And then I think this is a beautiful thing, a beautiful Yisod. At the end of the day, Chiddush Arim was explaining what Jew has to always stay besimcha. And specifically in the time of others, Mishenichnas Adam Marvim besimcha. We know that the Chol Zublin says an amazing thing. We know if you look at the Gemara in Tainus, it says that the same way that you have to lower your level of simcha in Av, you have to increase your simcha in the month of Adar. But at the end of the day, Chol Zublin says, does it, just because you're low on your simcha, the Chosa says, doesn't mean that you don't have simcha. You're just lowing a little, but you're always we're always besimcha serving Hashem. If du es Hashem besimcha, we're always serving Hakadosh Baruch Hu besimcha. So says the Chiddush Sharim, Yaskil Yom Amisa is only it's only a last result Eitzah, because any single time that we have an Eitzah that's going to lead to sadness, we want to make sure to be able that the Jewish people should always stay besimcha. Finally, the third final for beautiful idea in the Chiddush Sharim and Azirtzay. Says we always see a very common thing that we says in Mishnah Pirkei Avos. We see in Mishnah Pirkei Avos that they always says Hu Hayo Omer, Hu Hayo Omer. So we know the famous idea that the Rabbeinu Bartanu always says that when they say Hu Hayo Omer, it's not just something that they said, but it's actually something that they were. That when someone says that you should be this type, the Bartanu says it's something that they did, not just something that they said, something that they did. Chiddush Rem says no, Hu Hayo Omer. What does that mean? Perish, and this is what the Sfasemis actually quotes from his grandfather. Perish, sha'omar zos la'atzmo tamed. It's not just something that they said to people they were, like the Bartanur. It's something that they said to themselves constantly. Something that they said to themselves constantly, every single day, every single minute. They constantly said it to themselves, and that's why it says, huay omar. What does that mean, huay omar? It doesn't mean that something that they just said in shul, or it said in school, or not like the Bartanur. The Bartanur is just something they did. But something that they said to themselves every single day, huay omar. An incredible insight of the Chiddush Harem. So just to recap, the three ideas we said, Adar is the Chiddush Harem, Adar is a Lashon Aleph Dar, is a Lashon of Dira, Hashem's tremendous closest to us, and then because of His closeness, we have the extra ability to do evil, to do tshuva out of love for Him. Second idea, Yaskilo Mamisa, why don't the Chiddush Harem says, why don't we just run to that Eitzah of advice to be able to beat the Eitzahar? Because the Chiddush Harem says, if we have any type of advice that doesn't have to do with sadness, it won't bring a person to sadness, we have to use those advice. Just as the end result, then you have to use Yaskilo Mamisa. And finally, the third idea, Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, anytime it says a mission, Huay Omer, it's not something that they said, something that they said to themselves, it's something that they constantly worked on, So, Bez Hashem, we should be zochah, these Torahs should be Le'ilui Nishmas, the Chiddush Harem, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the Mayor of Ger. We should be zochah to see the Tzadik soon in Yerushalayim, Yerkodosh. Shoyach.